Hi everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons Guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Hoi hoi, everybody.
So we finally got here.
Yes, this has been a big moment of anticipation.
Yes, what we collectively decided is the greatest Simpson episode ever. Well, yes. At least so far.
Yes, at least... You know, yeah, we do agree on that. Mm-hmm. Right? And you can think otherwise, but we're
pretty sure. You'd be wrong. You'd be wrong.
Yeah, your opinion's fine. Just know that you're wrong.
Yes. It is a free country. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but again, you'd be wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So this is the 23rd episode of the 8th season. It's titled Homer's Enemy. Dun, dun, dun.
I know, right?
And it originally aired May the 4th, be with you, on 1997.
Yes, so pretty cool on Star Wars Day. It's yes. Just a little extra charm to it, right? Mm-hmm. Coincidence.
A little, was it extra salt on the top?
There you go. The cherry on top.
The cherry on top, that's right. And we'll start with the traditional couch gag?
Yeah.
There's no chalkboard gag, so.
I guess we can start calling it the rare chalkboard gag.
Yeah.
And so we do have a recycled one, though, right? And so they all run to the couch and sit, but... Bart is glowing green, right? He's like radiating.
Mm-hmm.
And so Homer starts messing with the TV and it switches Bart to red. And then Homer slaps him behind the head and he goes back to his normal yellow self.
Yes. Of course, the kids today wouldn't relate to any of this because they never had to fiddle with the TV like that.
Yeah, and they don't get smacked behind the head much anymore either.
Yeah, it's a rare thing.
Maybe in some cases, but not. Not like
it's something we need to bring back, you know. Make America great again and bring back the smack.
Yeah. All in the name of discipline.
Yes, yes. Not just for...
nefarious reasons.
Nefarious reason. No, no. Just to, you know, to keep your kids in check. That's it. All right. So we're going to start this episode with Kent Brockman. And he's reading the news, right? And we start with, which, if true, means death for us all. And now, Kent's people...
His own little segment, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, they're going to tell the inspiring story of Frank Grimes, right? So he starts. He's a 35-year-old Springfieldite.
Oh, I'll stop you right there. So this is an argument that Marge is having with other people in Springfield because she constantly says Springfieldian.
Mm-hmm. So is it Springfieldian?
Or Springfieldite. Yeah. It's kind of like that debate in King of the Hill, Arlinian or Arlenite?
Yeah.
It's one of those debates.
Hmm. Does that ever get resolved?
Not in King of the Hill. I don't know about here yet. Yeah.
People do still argue about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Oh, well. Is it Brownsvillian or Brownsvillite?
Brownsvillite, yeah, I've heard that one. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's why I left. Anyway, and so... Yes, he says, who has earned everything the hard way, but never let adversity get him down. And so we switch to like these old footage clips of his life, right?
It's like if you're watching the, what do you call it, when you're in elementary and they would show you the projector slides?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, and so it's that grainy footage. Mm-hmm. And it starts off so sad because you see this young, nerdy looking kid and the footage is from the inside of a car. Like why they recorded this, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very cruel.
Yeah.
But it just shows him
standing outside the car
and a hand waving at him as the car pulls away.
Yeah.
And so the story starts there. He says, abandoned by his parents at age 4, Frank never got to go to school. And so he goes off into the distance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we see a black and white photo of him in a delivery boy uniform, right?
Yep.
And the story goes on. It says, he spent his childhood years as a delivery boy, delivering toys to the more fortunate children.
Yes, like, not for him.
Bam, another slap in the face. Yep. Right there.
He's just delivering toys to other kids.
And it shows him handing a package to a little boy. And then it's another picture of this guy in a tuxedo standing in the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then... story continues as then on his 18th birthday he was blown up in a silo explosion. And
this is pretty random, right? You just see him running past a silo and the silo blows up and you see corn and his shoes flying everywhere.
It's really, really bad. And then we show him in a hospital bed, right? And he's in bandages. His legs are all, and his arms are all, you know, strung up.
Elevated.
Yeah, they're put on the pulleys and all that. And all you see is one of his eyes. Right? Everything else is bandages.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I don't know why, one of the funniest lines.
Yeah, this is funny.
We hear Ken say, during his long recuperation, he taught himself to hear and feel pain again.
That's one thing I want to do, is learn how to feel pain again.
And so we see another black and white shot of him at a desk with a bunch of books, right? And so we continue. As the years passed, he used his few leisure moments each day to study science by mail. And last week, Frank Grimes, the man who had to struggle for everything he ever got, received his correspondence school diploma in nuclear physics with a minor in determination. Right? And so we see the postman giving him his diploma, and he holds it up in the air very triumphantly. And at that moment, an eagle comes in and tries to fly off with it. And he has to fight him off.
Like Ken said, he had to fight for everything he ever got.
Oh, my
right?
goodness. And, that origin story is so hilarious.
That's the origin story of Frank Grimes. By the way, I don't think unless you've been listening to us from the beginning, I don't think they would remember the fact that I called you the Mexican Frank Grimes.
Mexican Frank Grimes. I did not struggle like that. I will fully admit that right now. We're not comparing that.
No,
it's an aesthetic thing.
Yeah, yeah. Just happens that your Springfield character happens to look like Frank Grimes.
Oh, man.
So, one Mr. Burns happens to be watching Kent's People segment. And it really, really affects him, right? He's impressed by Grimes' determination, and he orders Smithers to find him because he wants to make him his next executive vice president.
And I like the comparison he makes, right? He's like, that's what I need. A self-made man like me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And so the next day... And Smithers is upset when he says that, right? That he wants to make him his executive vice president.
Yep. He looks at him kind of sideways.
Yeah, give him the side eye. And so he brings him in, right, the next day. And Burns is watching the next installment of Kent's People. And he's there crying again. He says, Smithers, I've just seen the most heroic dog on television. He put a toddler from the path of a speeding car and pushed a criminal in front of it. Find this dog. I want to make him my executive vice president.
He's already forgotten about old Grimes, right?
Oh, my
right?
goodness, right.
But, well, I guess this is a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? He's got to struggle for everything.
Right.
And Smithers goes, yes, sir. In the meantime, here's Frank Grimes.
And Frank Grimes just puts out his hand, right?
And then Burns just kind of looks at him like, what? And Smithers goes, the self-made man?
He's like, what? Oh, yes, that fellow. Put him somewhere out of the way. And find that dog.
Smith's like, yes, sir.
And I love how Burns' attention just switches.
Yep. I don't care about this guy anymore. Find that dog.
Yeah. Have you seen the latest meme going around about Simpsons predictions?
Which one was that?
How the leader of the country walks like Mr. Burns now.
Oh, yes, side by side. Yes. Didn't I send you a picture of that side by side?
I don't think it was that one, but...
No, I didn't send you a meme, but I sent you a picture of...
That's true, you did send me that's right. There's memes, dude.
Yeah, everywhere. Okay, I need to look those up.
It's good, man.
I need to look those up.
Ah, The Simpsons did it again.
So, of course, in that power plant, if you want to get somebody out of the way, where do you stick them? Sector 7G with Homer Simpson, right? So we cut to Sector 7G, and we see Homer sitting in his chair, spinning around, and Lenny and Carl walk in.
Yeah.
And they suggest they go welcome the new guy.
Yeah, and Homer's like, what? No. And he's starting to feel sick, right?
Yeah, he's like, I kind of feel dizzy. I should probably go home sick.
Yeah. And so, they do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so they go in there.
Yeah, but before they go in there, they press their faces up against
against the glass. The window, all three of them.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so Frank kind of turns around and sees them. They walk in. And what he's doing is he's very methodically arranging his belongings. And but I mean, like, where the pencil's gonna be and stuff like that.
Which way they're facing and all that. Yeah. He's very fastidious about that.
And so they all walk in, and Carl's there like, oh, you're new?
And Frank Grimes goes, yes, my name's Frank Grimes.
And so Lenny says, I'm Lenny, this is Carl, and Homer. I'm Lenny.
And Grimes is just like, how do you do?
And so Homer gets one of his pencils, right? He just grabs it, of course. And the rest go onto the desk. It's like, wow, you got pencils with your name on them? Just like a pencil company executive. I'd give anything for one of these.
And Grimes just kind of like snatches it back from home. He's like, any office supply company can have them made up for you.
Can I have this one? And he tries to take it back, right?
He's like, no.
And he says, can Lenny have it? And he pulls it again.
No.
And so Lenny and Carl, they look at him. And they're looking at his correspondence school diploma, right? And he notices. Mm-hmm. And so he says, that's my degree in nuclear physics. I'm sure you all have one.
And Lenny's like, oh, yeah, Carl and I each have a master's. Of course, old Homer, he didn't need a degree. He just showed up the day the plant opened.
He's like, I didn't even know. And then Homer jumps in. He's like, I didn't even know what a nuclear powder plant was.
And Grimes is like, yeah. Well, listen, I'm sure you all have a lot of work to do.
And so Lenny and Carl, they get the hint, right? They shrug, and they leave.
But Homer didn't get the hint.
Homer did not get the hint, right? Because Grimes turns around, and Homer is still there. Mm-hmm. And Homer says, hey, you seem like a great guy, so I'll give you a little tip. If you turn that security camera around, you can sleep, and no one will ever know.
And Grimes is like, I don't think we're being paid to sleep.
Just, oh, yeah, they're always trying to screw you. And he takes off, right? And Grimes is just like shocked, right?
Yeah.
You can see it in his face. He's just, can't believe that a guy like that works there.
So while Homer is trying to help Grimes settle into his new job, we see Marge at the DMV. There's one place I hate going to. This is the DMV.
But this is another cool little side quest in the episode.
Yes, it is. So Marge is trying to get a vanity plate, right? But she can't get Marge because it's already taken. And so is Marjorie. And so is Mitzi.
Why she went to Mitzi, I have no idea.
Nobody would know who the hell Mitzi is. We just know her as Marge. We can extrapolate to Marjorie.
Yeah.
Why would we think that's Marge, Mitzi? Yeah,
I don't get it. And the clerk, like, when he's searching it up, he's like, you can have Mitzi. And Marge
thinks about it.
Mitzi. Mitzi. Oh. Why would you even think about
it? I have no idea. But at this point, Bart has had enough, and he's going to find something more interesting to do. So he walks out and leaves his mom there.
He just says, I'm out of here, right? Mm-hmm.
Takes off. So he's walking past the tax seizures room, he hears they're about to start an auction, and he goes in there, right? So the auctioneer is trying to get bids for item 751, but nobody wants to bid.
And he's like, no bids. No bids for item 751, right?
And Bart goes,
a buck?
Mm-hmm.
And so he starts this whole, he
says this whole thing. A buck, I got a buck, I got a buck. Nothing. He's like, so sold for a dollar. And
Bart's like, cool, what did I win? What did I buy, right?
And the guy goes, you're the proud owner of 35 Industry Way. And apparently it's an old dilapidated factory in an industrial park in Springfield.
And Bart's very impressed, actually. Mm-hmm. He says, looks like my years of hard work have finally paid off.
And we cut back to the nuclear powder plant, as Homer says.
Yep.
And he is, unwittingly torturing Grimes.
Yeah.
Because
he's eating lunch and he's walking by, right?
And Homer goes, hiya, Stretch. What's the good word?
And apparently he doesn't appreciate this. So he's like, my name is Grimes Simpson. Frank Grimes. I took the trouble to learn your name, so the least you could do is learn mine.
Okay, Grimy.
Yeah, he didn't like that either, mm-hmm. right? And he notices that at that moment, Homer's eating his lunch. Literally eating his lunch.
Yep, because it's got property of Frank Grimes on there.
Yeah, and he's you're eating my special dietetic lunch.
So, and Homer's like, oh, is my face red right now? And he takes two more bites of the sandwich before he puts it back in the bag mm-hmm. and hands it to Grimes.
And Grimes, this is gross. Yeah.
Grimes just balls it up and throws it in the trash. What does Homer do?
Homer tries to reach for it, right?
As soon as Grimes turns around, right? Yeah. Because to walk away, Homer reaches in for it, and then Grimes turns around.
And he stops. Because he knows what he's doing is just messed up. Right? Uh-huh. And then he walks away again. Homer reaches for it as he turns his back. Turns around again. Same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And then he gets back to his office and doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
No.
Homer is...
This is just disgusting.
Yeah. So when Grimes goes back to his office, he sees chewed up pencils all over his workstation. And then he picks him up and he goes into Homer's workstation. He goes,
there's a trail of them.
Mm-hmm. And he sees Homer cleaning his ears with a pencil. Oh. He's got like three or four more in his mouth. Some down his pants. Not his pants pockets, but his pants. Yeah. It's just a mess.
That's just, I don't know. That's too far, Homer. Mm-hmm. Then we come back to Bart, right? Who's looking over his factory. Right, it's this big, empty building. It's just rats, which is disgusting.
By the way, guys, if we start, this podcast starts to devolve, this is a drunk cast.
Oh, yeah, we mentioned that the last couple episodes.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so if this all goes off the rails, you understand why.
Yes, please forgive us.
I think we're doing all right. And so, yes, Bart is, it's filthy, and it's mine. I love that. Mm-hmm. Such a great. So he finds a bolt on the floor, right? And he throws it and it just lands on the other side. And there's a huge echo, right? And then he sees one of those old wooden swivel chairs. And he finds an old fire extinguisher. And so he just hits the fire extinguisher and it just launches him across the warehouse floor and he goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
A good idea. I would have never thought of that.
Hey, I guess if you're a kid that owns his own factory, you got the run of the place.
I remember seeing that as a kid and be like, man, that'd be fun.
Then we go back to the nuclear power plant, and Homer is still bugging Grimes.
Yep.
He walks in his office like, so, how's it going, Grimey?
And Grimes is there like, I'd appreciate it if you stay out of my office, Simpson.
Homer laughs. I wish I had a nickel for every time I heard that. So he keeps walking around. He's like being annoying. He goes, take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball. So what's new, Grimey?
And at that moment, the alarms start going off and the sirens in Homer's workstation. And Grimes is like, Simpson, you got a 513.
And then Homer just looks at his watch.
He's like, no, a 513. Your procedures manual, 513.
Homer looks at his watch again.
Places. Look at your control panel.
Homer looks as, oh, a 513. I'll handle it. And we see him walk next door really calm-like. He grabs a bucket of water and he pours it all over the console to short everything out. And he says, that's got it. And he looks really happy while Grimes is not.
He is looking through his window just shocked. Mm-hmm. Right? And that looked dangerous because there's all this electric current around Homer and everything. Mm-hmm.
And we'll be reminded about this later in the episode, but Homer is the safety officer of the nuclear power plant.
Yeah.
That does not look very safe to me.
No, it doesn't. Mm. That's crazy. And so we cut to Bart's factory again, right? Mm-hmm. And Bart's looking out the window because he's in the, office of the president.
The office of the president.
It's very crudely painted office of Bart Simpson on there. Mm-hmm. And coincidentally, Milhouse is walking by on the street. right? He leans out the window and says, hey, Milhouse, you want a job in my factory?
And Milhouse is like, you don't have a factory.
He's like, hey, I'm a busy man. Do you want a job or not?
And of course, Mil goes, okay. And he runs into the freaking factory.
And then we cut back to the nuclear power plant. And it is break time. And Homer is...
going to town. Place.
Yes, he's eating everything. Sandwiches, donuts, all kinds of stuff, right? And Grimes is just watching him. He's like, God, he's like a pig.
And Lenny goes, I don't know. Pigs tend to chew. I'd say he eats more like a duck. Because if you look at the cartoon while he says this, you see that he's not chewing at all. Yeah. He just has his head tilted back and he just opens his mouth again and again and again and he forces that donut down his throat. Yeah. Without actually chewing on it. It's just, which it's is kind of impressive.
It's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, some kind of farm animal anyway. And earlier today, I saw him asleep inside a radiation suit. Can you imagine that? He was hanging from a coat hook.
And Lenny's like, he had 3 beers at lunch. That would make anybody sleepy.
And Grimes is just like, I've never seen him do any work around here. What's his job?
Safety inspector.
And Grimes is like, that irresponsible oaf? A man who by all rights should have been killed dozens of times by now?
And Lenny's like, 316 times by my count.
Wow.
Yep.
And Grimes says, that's the man who's in charge of our safety. It boggles the mind.
And Carl's like, it's best not to think about it.
And he like shakes his head. That's bad.
Yes, man. It is.
That's just... And so... Yes, at that moment, we see Homer reaching for a drink. Right, because he's got one there, but...
He misses his Buzz Cola.
For some reason, there's a flask of acid there in the break room, just laying around.
Yeah, it's very randomly.
And he grabs it, right? And he's about to drink it, and Grimes jumps in just in time and smacks it out of his hands, and it hits the wall and dissolves the wall, right?
Which is bad timing, because when that happened, Mr. Burns and Smithers were walking by...
With the dog.
With the new executive vice president.
Yeah. It's like a collie, right?
Yeah.
It looks like, what was the dog
named? Laddie?
Like Laddie, yeah. Yeah, it looks like Laddie. And Burns stops as they're walking by. And he looks there and he's like, who did this to my wall?
And Homer points straight at Grimes.
Yeah. And he says it right. He did.
Uh-huh.
He says, did you do this to my wall?
He's like, yes, but...
Then he says, my office, right? And so we cut to Grimes in his office, right?
And he's like, Burns is yelling at him because he's wasting his priceless acid and destroying his precious walls.
Yep.
All right. He's like, get back to work, but at a reduced salary. And he better get his act together. So Homer is costing Grimes money now.
Mm-hmm. Not good. Mm-mm. He goes straight to Homer, right? Mm-hmm. Homer's at his workstation, and he's sitting in his chair, not paying, and Grimes turns him around, right? And Homer just says, hi, Grimey, old buddy. Oh,
my goodness. Grimes like, I'm not your buddy, Simpson. I don't like you. In fact, I hate you. Ooh,
whoa.
There we go.
That was a good one.
The drunk cast is kicking in, guys. So he says, stay the hell away from me because from now on, we're enemies. And he turns around and he walks out.
Homer's like, okay. Do I have to do anything? And that just, his eye starts twitching there, right?
Yes.
Homer is that stupid.
That right? Aggravating, too.
Oh, like, my goodness.
I mean, have you ever been that angry where you're like, yes. Muscles are twitching involuntarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah, no.
I don't recommend it.
Thank God we live in civilized society. Otherwise, things would be very messy.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's why the West was so crazy back in the day. Oh,
boy. So Homer stops at Moe's because, you know, he's feeling bad and he wants to talk to somebody about his problems with Grimes. And Homer's like, ah. I can't believe it. I got an enemy. Me, the most beloved man in Springfield.
And Mo entertains him. We're like, it's weird. It's a weird world, Homer. As hard as it is to believe, some people don't care for me either.
I was like, no, I won't accept that.
He's like, no, it's true. I got their names written down right here on what I call my enemies list. And he reaches under, right? And he shows a sheet of paper, right? And Barney takes it.
And he starts to read it. Jane Fonda, Daniel Shore, Jack Anderson. Hey, this is Richard Nixon's enemy list. You just crossed out his name and put yours.
That's a great joke, by the way. And Moses says, okay, give me that. Give it back. And he takes the list and he writes, and he says it as he's writing it, Barney Gumble.
And Barney just goes, how?
Barney made the list, man.
Yep, the enemies list.
That's quite the enemies list to have, Richard Nixon's.
Very eclectic. So Homer isn't getting any closer to solving his problem. And he asks, oh, what am I going to do?
And Moses, why don't you invite him over for dinner? Right? Turn him from an enemy to a friend. Then when he's not expecting it, bang! The old fork in the eye. You got to love Mo, man.
Yeah. And Homer's like, do you think it might work without the fork in the eye?
There's always a first time. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. So...
We cut to the family at the house.
Yeah, we're at the Casa de Simpsons, right? And Homer is, for some reason, trying to get everything to be perfect. And then we find out why, right? But anyway, he's like looking at his kids. Like, Lisa, be perfect. Marge, be perfect. Bart, be perfect. Other kid, be perfect.
And everybody's dressed nice and everything. Yes. Right?
He couldn't even remember Maggie's name. That's other so kid. Bad.
Other kid, I love that. It's hilarious. And Marge is worried that she'll have enough lobsters handy, right, if he brings a friend.
And Homer says, no, that's not going to be a problem because he didn't invite Grimes over for dinner. Mm-hmm. He said that there was a problem that he could only discuss with Grimes there at his office, not at work.
Yeah.
So that's why he was sure he would not bring a date.
And at that moment, the doorbell rings, right? So he's tricking him there. And Homer panics like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And so she calms him down. He answers the door. And Grimes, he's there on time, but his suit is super rumpled and he looks tired as hell.
Yeah, he's had a bad day apparently.
He's had a rough day, yeah. And Homer's like, oh, welcome to Simpsons residence, or Casa de Simpson as I call it.
And Grimes is like, yeah. What do you want to see me about, Simpson? This better be important.
He says, it is, but first, let me introduce you to my family, my perfect family. This is my wife, Marge.
Hello.
And our beautiful baby, Maggie.
And Maggie sucks on the pacifier a couple of times.
Yep. And my daughter, Lisa, IQ 156.
And she curses and goes, hi.
It's a C. And my son, Bart. He owns a factory downtown. And he gives him the little... the gun salute with the hand and the right and the wink.
And Grimes goes, how do you do? Look, Homer, I'm late for my night job at the foundry, so if you don't mind telling. And then he's like looking around at the Casa de Simpson, right?
Yeah.
And then the camera goes to Grimes' point of view and it gives us a 360 view of the living room. And he goes, good heavens, this is a palace. How in the world can you afford to live in a house like this, Simpson?
And Homer says, I don't know. Don't ask me how the economy works.
Grimes goes,
I say that at work a lot. Ask Mr. Garcia when you send him to me. That's what I say. Don't ask me how the economy works. I can only teach you so much. I know my limitations.
I know what I get paid and what I spend my money on. That's it. So Grimes goes, yeah, but look at the size of this place. I live in a single room above a bowling alley and below another bowling alley.
Homer goes, wow. He's actually very impressed.
Yep. And Grimes notices the pictures on the wall. I'm sorry, isn't that?
And it's Homer's little wall of fame. He's like, yes, that's me. And the guy sitting next to me is President Gerald Ford. And they're like cheersing a beer, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, and this is when I was on tour with the Smashing Pumpkins. Oh, and here's a picture of me in outer space.
And Grimes like, you went to outer space. You.
He's like, sure. You've never been? He says, would you like to see my Grammy Award? And he holds up his Grammy with the B-sharps.
Grimes like, no, I wouldn't. God, I've had to work hard every day of my life. And what do I have to show for it? This briefcase and this haircut. And what do you have to show for your lifetime of sloth and ignorance?
That's so bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going off, right? And Homer's like, what?
And Grimes is like, everything! A dream house, two cars, a beautiful wife, a son who owns a factory, fancy clothes, and he sniffs the air, right? He's like, lobsters for dinner! And do you deserve any of it? No!
And Homer's like, oh, he's so shocked. He's like, what are you saying? He's still clueless.
Yep. And Grimes like, I'm saying you're what's wrong with America, Simpson. You coast through life, you do as little as possible, and you leech off decent, hardworking people like me. Hey, if you lived in any other country in the world, you'd have starved to death long ago.
And Bart does it. He's got you there, Dad.
Wow. And Grimes goes, you're a fraud. A total fraud. And he leaves, and he pokes his head back in, and he tells Marge and the kids, it was nice meeting you. And he leaves again, and he slams the front door.
Man.
He's got no problem with him. It's just Homer that he freaking hates.
And the best part about that is that Homer is in absolute shock. And he looks back at his family, and they all kind of look away like...
He's got a point. Yeah.
They're all kind of scratching their heads, yeah, trying to avoid looking at him.
He's got a point there, Dad.
So, I mean, think about that. That finally happened. Homer got told what was what.
Yes. The unabridged truth of what the hell is happening, right? So, we cut to the next day. And Bart and Milhouse are meeting at the factory to discuss what to do with the adding machines and the industrial waste that they just found.
Right. So, yeah, Milhouse asks him, like, what are we going to do? And he's like, I believe we both know the answer to that. And in case you didn't know, the answer is throw the adding machines into the industrial waste and watch them dissolve, right? As they're breathing in all those fumes.
Yep. Adding machines, guys, are basically calculators.
Yeah.
Mechanical calculators.
Huge ones.
Yes. And, would you, I mean, I wouldn't do that. Would I? You throw something in industrial waste and stick around and smell that, all that?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. That might kill you.
Yeah. If not instantly, then probably slowly.
Slowly and painfully. And
painfully, yes.
Right. But what did Bart and Milhouse do?
They just, like, look over the side of the barrel with their nose over it. And like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. And then later, we see Milhouse mopping the floor. And he stops to kind of like wipe his brow and type. And Bart kind of like taps on his window, right? And he tells Milhouse to get back to work.
Right, on his little intercom.
Mm-hmm. What do they used to call that? Gold bricking?
Yeah.
You're wasting time at work, you're gold bricking.
Gold bricking, yeah. Uh-huh. And so, and then we see them on top of a rickety staircase, right? And like, they just start yelling, Wacky Shack! And it goes, it says there's signs on it, right?
And Milhouse says, you know, I don't think this is safe.
Right, because there's signs there that, like, be careful and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And Bart walks up to, they stop, right? He walks up to those little signs, he grabs them, he throws them out the window, and then he says, solve your problem, Milhouse?
And he said, yes. And they start moving the staircases crazily again.
Yep.
Then we cut to the Simpsons house. We see Marge walking around in the front of the house, and he finds that Homer isn't having a good day at work because he hasn't actually left the property. He's just sitting in his car
with both hands on the steering wheel,
looking very angry.
Yep.
So Marge goes up and she taps on the window, and he's like, Homer, why aren't you at work?
He says, the car won't start. I don't feel very good today. I am at work.
That last one. And Marge goes, you're afraid to go to work because Frank Grimes will be there, aren't you?
He says, that's crazy talk. You're crazy, Marge. says, "Get off the road!" And he honks the horn.
And Marge gets in the car and goes, "You have to face him sometime. And when you do, I'm sure he'll be just as anxious to make up as you are."
He says, "No, he won't. He hates me."
And Marge's like, "He doesn't hate you. He just feels insecure because you're getting through life so easily and it's been so difficult for him."
Marge says, "Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. He's a nut. It's not about me being lazy. It's about him being a crazy nut." Oh, Homer.
Yeah. And so Marge goes, "Well, maybe. But I bet he would be less crazy if you were just a little bit more professional at work."
He's so offended at that point. I love that.
So Marge goes, "Just a little more. Then he won't have any reason to resent you."
And Homer's like, "I'll do it." And he gets a bottle of beer, right? He opens it up and he toasts to the air, "To professionalism." And he takes a drink.
And no, he doesn't take a drink. He chugs it down. True.
Yeah, he does chug it down.
He chugs it down.
And that is why, again, these little things are what make this the greatest episode.
To professionalism.
To professionalism. Chug a beer.
Do you think that would fly at work? Before first period, to professionalism.
No.
And right out there in the hallway?
No.
No, yeah, we'd be out of a job pretty quickly.
It'd be glorious, but no.
Maybe the last day before you retire?
Maybe, you're right.
Actually, fifth period before you retire.
You can escort yourself off campus.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Only Homer can do such things.
Mm-hmm. So, Homer's new professional attitude has him eating donuts at the console. But this time he's using a knife and fork. And he's got a poster on the wall behind him that says, "Mr. Good Employee."
Yeah. And so Grimes walks in, right?
Mm.
And Homer tells him, like, you know, "Greetings, fellow employee," right? Or something like that.
Maybe we would like to discuss ways to be more productive at a designated break time.
Yeah, but I think before this says, "You will see, I am now a model worker."
Yeah.
Right? Then says, "Yeah, we'll discuss this later," right?
Uh-huh.
And Grimes is like, "Whatever." And he just kind of, you know, walks away as another alarm starts sounding at Homer's console, right?
Yeah, I mean, freaking Homer, he's going crazy here. So then Grimes kind of joins Lenny and Carl in the break room. And he's like, "Can you believe that guy? He's in an office making a pathetic attempt to look professional."
And Carl, like, I think he's done with the complaint, right? He's like, "Hey, what do you got against Homer anyway?"
And Grimes is like, "Are you kidding? Does this whole plan have some kind of disease where you can't see that he's an idiot? Look here." And he points at the bulletin that's tracked kind of like all the accidents that's happened in the power plant, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, "Accidents have doubled each year since he became safety inspector. And meltdowns have tripled. Has he been fired? No. Has he been disciplined? No.
And he's like, "Everybody makes mistakes. That's why they put erasers on pencils."
And Carl's like, "Yeah, Homer's okay. Give him a break."
And Grimes is just done. He's like, "No, Homer's not okay. And I want everyone in this plant to realize it. I would die a happy man if I could prove to you that Homer Simpson has the intelligence of a 6-year-old.
So Lenny just turns around to Carl and is like, "So, how are you doing?" And then they just leave.
Yeah, Grimes just leaves annoyed, right? Because Lenny and Carl just...
they're tired of him.
Yeah.
And his complaints.
Yeah, exactly. And as he walks out of the break room, he notices another little paper on the bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a children's model building contest, right? For a nuclear power plant.
Yeah.
Right? As a model. And that the...
whoever makes the most futuristic power plant will get the first prize.
That's who's going to get the prize, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he takes the notice to his office, and he uses his, like, X-Acto blade and everything to cut out the parts that references that it's for children.
Mm-hmm.
And on company time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so he places the notice on Homer's console. Right? And Homer walks in.
Yeah, and he sees the ad, and he kind of like, this is my chance, right, to show how professional I can be. So he tells Lenny, but it's not really Lenny. It's a picture of Lenny that he's got framed on his console that he's going to take the afternoon off because he's going to work on his model. Grimes sees him rushing out the door. He looks out of him when he goes in the parking lot, and he's really happy when Homer climbs in his car to drive home until he backs up and he bashes Grimes' car.
He just heard him, oh, God! That's so bad.
So Grimes' happiness didn't last very long.
I just think it's funny that Homer has a framed picture of Lenny in his office.
I'm Lenny.
You know what? That'd be a good desk decoration to have at work.
Just a picture of Lenny? A
framed picture of Lenny. That's a great reference piece right there.
That is, yeah. Have kids ask you, what's this about? Well, let me tell you about the greatest Simpson episode ever.
Exactly. The framed picture of Lenny. He talks.
But you know, we have seen another framed picture of Lenny before.
Was it? No. Have we gotten there yet? Do we already do that?
Not Lenny.
Yeah. We did that already. Yeah, we did that one, right? Yeah, we did that already. No, not Lenny.
Yeah.
Marching with candles around it, right?
Because you think Lenny got hurt? Yeah.
I wonder if that's the same one.
It might be.
It might be.
It might be the same picture.
And so, yeah, we cut to...
the last scene.
Yes.
The last act, I'm sorry. Yeah. So Frank Grimes thinks, of course, this isn't going to surprise everybody, but he thinks that Homer is a lazy worker, but...
We cut to Homer working on his model.
Yes.
I mean, you don't really see him.
Mm-mm.
You hear him.
Yeah. We only see Marge and Lisa.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he has like a genius at work.
A sign. Paper.
A handwritten paper stuck on the basement door. Uh-huh.
And we hear all this sawing and hammering and cursing. And he's like, damn it.
Wreck it. Almost sounds like, what do you got? Yosemite Sam?
Yeah.
Wreck it.
Sounds like that scene in Christmas Story. When the dad goes down to the furnace.
Yeah.
He's just cursing up a storm. That's one of the greatest scenes ever. And so Lisa's very concerned. She tells Marge, can I go downstairs and see what dad's doing?
And Marge's like, I wouldn't bother him, honey. He's making some sort of model for a contest. He says it's really high-tech stuff and that we wouldn't understand.
This is one of my favorite Homer Simpson moments.
Just perfect timing right here.
Because at that moment, the basement door opens. Homer sticks out his head and says, Marge, do we have any elbow macaroni and glue on sparkles?
It sounds like an elementary project going on here. We get that elbow macaroni and glitter on here.
That's so good. And so we cut back to Bart's factory.
Right. And Milhouse is at quote-unquote work. And he's just bashing the hell out of a furnace. And he's waiting for quitting time, right? So it's now 5 o'clock. And we hear the whole...
Bart rings the horn, right?
Like you would... You hear it in the Flintstones, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You hear that horn. And Milhouse is dying to go home.
He's like, oh boy, quitting time.
But Bart stops him.
Yep.
He goes, just a minute, Van Houten. Somebody needs to guard this place at night so it doesn't get trashed. And he gives him a cap and a baton. He goes, how'd you like to be night watchman?
Mel's like, I'm sleepy.
And Bart goes, no problemo. Here's a nickel for the coffee machine. And he gives him a nickel and he walks out.
And so we see Milhouse going to the coffee machine.
This is pretty gross scene. Pretty gross.
Especially for me that loves coffee.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. So he puts the nickel in, and he's not looking, right?
Wait. Go ahead.
And before you hear it rumbling inside, because it's going to start making the coffee.
We see the cup drop down.
Man, I miss those machines.
Yeah.
And every time I see one of those machines, I always think of Terminator 2.
God bless the 80s.
Hey!
Yeah.
Anyway, and so the cup drops down, and before the coffee drops down, a rat falls out into the cup, and it's still alive, and the rat jumps out, and then this nasty, sludgy coffee just comes out, right? And, of course, Milhouse doesn't notice. He grabs his cup, and he takes a drink. Ugh.
Yep, and he takes a drink and he starts walking around while he twirls a baton. He's
yep.
Like, so, this is my life. At least I've done better than my dad. Oh, poor old Kirk.
Kirk Van Houten.
He's taking strays. He's not even in this episode. He's catching stray bullets.
Can I borrow a feeling?
So the next day, we see Bart walking back to his factory, but there's only a huge pile of rubble left.
Yes, and he's shocked. He's like, Miles! Because Miles, they're just dumbfounded, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, how could you let this happen? You're supposed to be the night watchman.
Miles goes, I was watching. I saw the whole thing. First it started falling over, then it fell over.
Bart's just like, wow.
Uh-huh.
I wonder where all the rats are going to go. And at that moment, we see this just crowd of rats start running across the street and right into Moe's Tavern, apparently, right? Mm-hmm.
And all we hear is Moe going, all right, everybody, tuck your pants into your socks. Oh, that's pretty gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we cut to the Springfield nuclear power plant, and the model contest is going on, right? And the auditorium is full. Mr. Burns, of course, is the master of ceremonies. And so he's there giving a speech. It's like, and the bold new ideas these tiny tykes unveil for us today could make thousands of jobs like yours obsolete. I love that.
And we hear the crowd going like, is this guy trying to get rid of our jobs or anything?
Yes, exactly.
So the first contestant is one Ralph Wiggum. And Ralph just takes up a Malibu Stacy Dreamhouse. But he kind of like marks off Dreamhouse and he puts nuclear power plant on there.
Yeah. And Burns inspects it. And he's like,
But Smithers likes this. Yeah, right? Because he's a big Malibu Stacy fan.
That's true, right? He's like, this is a good one, sir. Right? He says, that's true. I forgot about that.
But Burns looks at the hot tub and the media room. He goes, is this supposed to be a power plant or your Aunt Beulah's bordello?
And so he says, like, no, right? He just denies
Please him. Leave.
Yeah.
And Ralph just stands there.
And we hear Chief Wiggum's like, Ralph, get off the stage, sweetheart.
And Ralph just walks out.
All right. And next, of course, is Martin Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And he wheels in his very futuristic-looking power plant model, right? And he, of course, he says, behold, the power plant of the future today!
And Burns like, yuck, too cold and sterile. Where's the heart?
And Moore's like, but it really generates power. It's lighting this room right now. And he's got a knob on it, and he turns it down, and the lights dim, and then he turns it back up, and the lights get brighter, which is very impressive, by the way.
And all Burns says, you lose! Get off my property!
And now, of course, it is Homer's turn, right? And Frank Grimes is in the audience, and he tries to get everybody to, like, start making fun of Homer, right? And he's like, oh, look, everybody, he's in a contest with children!
And everybody's like, all right, settle down. And then Burns goes, could you explain your model, young man?
And Grimes, you hear him from the audience, like, what's to explain? He's an idiot.
And then Lenny's right beside him goes, pipe down.
Right. And even Carl got in before that. I was like, yeah, we're trying to watch the contest, man. Mm-hmm. Like,
and Homer goes, well, basically, I just copied the plant we have now.
And Burns is like,
Then I added some fins to lower wind resistance. And he points to a stripe on the cooling tower. He goes, and this racing stripe here, I feel, is pretty sharp.
And Burns are, agreed! First prize! And he gives him a blue ribbon and some money, right? And we cut to the audience.
And we see Grimes stand up. He's like, what?
And Carl's there, way to go, Homer!
Lenny's like, you're number one, Homer!
And Grimes, but it was a contest for children!
And Lenny's like, yeah! And Homer beat their brains out.
And the audience cheers wildly, right? Oh, my goodness.
But this apparently is the last straw because Grimes can't take anymore.
And I think not just in The Simpsons, not just in our opinion, I think in television, period, one of the greatest freakouts
of all time.
Of all time. Like, It's up there.
Yeah, so Frank Grimes goes, oh, I can't take it any longer. This whole plan is insane. Insane, I tell you. And he snaps like, ah! Ah! And he runs out of the auditorium and he goes into the equipment room. He's like, I can be lazy too. He takes off his tie and he kind of like pulls his pants down. He got that plumber's crack going, right?
Oh, God.
He's like, look at me. I'm a worthless employee, just like Homer Simpson. Give me a promotion. And he goes into the break room. We see people there in the break room, right?
And there's donuts, right?
Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, and I eat like a slob, but nobody minds. And he goes, bah, 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 bah.
That's so gross.
Then he runs into the bathroom. He goes, I'm peeing a seat. I'm peeing on the seat. Give me a raise.
I want to know how he found that out or how he knew that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe he was in there at the same time when Homer did, right? So Homer walks out of the bathroom and he waves his hands in Homer's face. Now I'm returning to work without washing my hands. But it doesn't matter because I'm Homer Simpson. Then he runs to Homer's workstation and he spins around in his chair.
Oh my God.
I don't need to do my work because somebody else will do it for me. Dough, 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 dough. And he slaps his forehead with every dough.
Right. And the whole time, everybody's been watching this go on. Right? Uh-huh. They've been following him. And Homer's like, hey, you okay, Grimy?
I'm better than okay. I'm Homer Simpson.
And he laughs. Like, you wish.
And Grimes goes.
Burns walks in at that moment, right?
Yeah, and he notices him. He's like, oh, hi, Mr. Burns. I'm the worst worker in the world. Time to go to my mansion and eat my lobster. Then he walks up to these dangerous-looking wires and goes, what's this? He reads a sign. Extremely high voltage? Well, I don't need safety gloves because I'm Homer Simpson.
And it just zaps him. And we cut to Homer, Burns, Smithers, Lenny, Carl, everybody just watching. And they all kind of squint and look half away. And we see the flashes of electricity just going on. Like,
smoke.
God, yeah, the smoke. And we cut straight to the funeral of Frank Grimes, which is just an awesome transition.
Yes, it is.
And Reverend Lovejoy is, of course, delivering his eulogy, right? Says, Frank Grimes, or Grimy, as he liked to be called. Homer just had to get another one in there.
Uh-huh.
It taught us that a man can triumph over adversity. And even though Frank's agonizing struggle through life was tragically cut short, I'm sure he's looking down on this right now. And his voice kind of fades, right? And Homer is asleep, right? We just hear him kind of, here's the channel, Marge!
And everybody starts to laugh. And we hear Lenny go, that's our Homer.
And as everybody is laughing, right, we see Grimes' casket being lowered into the ground. And never again will we hear from Mr. Frank Grimes.
The greatest character for one episode. I mean, Hank Scorpio is glorious.
Oh, yeah.
He is glorious, but
the tragedy of Frank Grimes makes it even that much more.
His freak out at the end is a thing of beauty. I mean, if you guys haven't watched it, go watch it.
Yeah, it is my favorite episode.
Yes, this is the most glorious episode ever. Do I even need to ask you?
Oh, dude, this is a 10. This is 10 donuts, man.
I mean, it ranks as number one on the all-time list of Homer Simpson, of The Simpsons, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If I could give it more than 5 donuts, I would. Mm-hmm. But we limit ourselves between 1 and 5. So it's going to get the 5 donut designation. I would give it 6.
Jelly-filled donuts, man.
Jelly-filled, yes. 5 jelly-filled donuts would do it justice.
Oh, man. There's so much to love here. Yeah, everything's great. The story of Frank Grimes is amazing. Mm-hmm. The whole montage at the beginning, just that sad scene of him waving, him waving goodbye at him. Wow.
You know, if Frank Grimes was Mexican, he'd have a corrido named after him.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But yes, the side quests, everything, the license plates, the dog, You know,
the freaking your son owns a plant.
Yeah, all of that stuff is just—it's gold.
I mean, this episode is just so damn glorious.
It really is.
It's just a shame we won't see Frank Grimes anymore.
Yeah, even the references, Homer's pictures with Gerald Ford and the pumpkins. And
you've never been?
That's such a great.
Who the hell goes to outer space? No one.
Yeah. I mean, wow. That's crazy.
So it gets a five donut episode from me, from El Rey.
I think it's the golden five donuts episode. This is our number one.
If you guys watch this and you don't agree with us, we can't be friends.
Maybe acquaintances.
Yeah. If you see me at a party, I might give you a head nod, but don't walk up to me.
There you go.
That's about it. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this glorious, glorious episode?
You know, this is a big milestone for us getting to this episode, man. This is pretty deep in the lore. This is the golden age of the lore.
Uh-huh.
You know, I won't say it's all downhill from here, but yeah, this is our mecha trip on this journey we've been on here.
Yeah, we've reached peak Simpsons. Yeah. Peak.
Oh, my goodness.
And unfortunately, once you hit the peak, there's only one way to go.
Yeah.
Now,
it'll be a slow descent.
It does have some staying power.
Yes,
it does. So it's not going to be a rapid decline.
No, not at all.
But damn, this is a great episode.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? I'm going to go home and watch this again.
Yeah.
I saw it like five times this week.
Yeah, I saw it a couple times this week, too.
I will see it again.
Yeah. I even told my girl, we're going to watch the greatest Simpsons episode of all time.
So what did she think of it?
She loved it. Yeah, she loved it.
What was her favorite part? The freak out?
The freak out was good. Yeah, the little intro part was good, too.
Frank Grimes, the man who had to work hard for everything in his life.
Yeah. Tragically cut short. Or grimy, as he liked to be called. It's so good.
All right. Before we sign out, I'm going to give a shout out here to one Boteo. He's one of our newest listeners. And he actually talks to me about this in class. He really gets into the episodes.
Nice.
So shout out to one Boteo out there.
Shout out to Boteo.
Yep. Would you like to mention anything else before we sign off for the week?
Nope. Just thank everybody who's been, listening.
Mm-hmm.
We really enjoy doing this.
Yes. Don't forget.
The fact that you listen is just cherry on top. Yeah.
It's
awesome.
This is our excuse to get together and have a drink, guys.
Yes. It's basically what it is.
Yeah. Don't forget to give our little show here a little ratings on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to this, guys.
We're everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it will help you turn this little podcast into a not-so-little podcast. And other benefits would derive from it, and you guys would benefit from that, too.
Yes. Help us out.
Yes. Anything else you'd like to mention before we sign off for the week?
We're good.
We're good. What can I say? This is Simpsons Perfection.
Yep.
And until next week, au revoir, suckers.